Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Appalachian Gurus podcast brought to you by 8 Hertz. I'm your host, Manal. Our podcast is an empowering educational platform and an entrepreneurial network hub. Our objective is to connect with creative souls and wellness practitioners who thrive on promoting wellness awareness, creative arts, and sustainable designs. We focus on building bridges with diverse, talented individuals from the communities by sharing their stories, knowledge, wisdom, and impactful skills. We also broadcast foundational wellness practices as a guidance for those who are on the path of self-discovery, inner transformation, and enlightenment. Our manifesto is Living Zen. As a collective, we encourage living a mindful lifestyle in the Appalachian Mountains region, and we also aim at recreating a nurturing community in the modern world, so we can foster personal well-being growth, conscious evolution, creative powers, and the realization of one's highest potential. Our episodes will present discussions, subjects, and practices covering art, astrology, entertainment, design, history, wellness, spiritual consciousness, modern physics, metaphysics, science, and social science. The episodes will also host talented speakers, influencers, and all types of gifted human beings. Our podcast provides an opportunity to connect you with your local specialist, promote your business, broaden your reach, or simply market your existing audience. Before we start our journey today, I would like to mention the following points. The content here should not be taken as a medical advice. This podcast does not focus on the Appalachian folklore nor heritage. There are no restrictions on joining our community, even if you are not a resident of the Appalachian Mountains. We actually welcome artists, energy workers, designers, and complementary wellness practitioners from all over the world. Let us start our journey. I would like to start this podcast with an intro about energy medicine in the modern world. Scientific research may invite a clear comprehension about the relationship connecting our bodies as human beings with the other creatures and creations on this planet. Science also gives a biological explanation of how we function as energy forces with all the other seen and unseen entities on this physical plane. The circle of life. Energy comes from the Greek word energia, which means work. In science, energy is the ability to work or heat objects. Energy is conserved, which means it can change from one form to another, and yet it cannot be created nor destroyed. In physics, energy force is the energy created by the interaction of two objects or fields, interacting with electricity or gravity as movement, for example. The various types of energy are classified as kinetic energy, energy of motion, and potential energy, which is stored energy or energy of position. We have so many forms of energy, such as nuclear energy, electrical energy, chemical energy, mechanical, gravitational, ionization, magnetic, elastic, radiant, and thermal energy. Now, according to science research, energy healing is a form of a complementary and alternative medicine, based on the belief that a vital energy flows through our human body. Everything in this universe is composed of molecules that are vibrating at various frequencies. This is very important to remember. That is how you connect with other like energy vibe people. You vibe on the same frequency. The molecules located within our bodies are constantly vibrating and radiating, whether positive or negative, balanced or unbalanced, opened or closed frequencies. Looking into the definition of molecules in science, molecules are groups of two or more atoms held together by a chemical bond. Molecules are translational energy, small amounts of energy stored as kinetic energy associated with the rotational motion of molecules. This is vibrational energy. The energy of the soul is eternal. It is witnessed and experienced mainly in the spirit state during the multidimensional and high vibrational frequencies. As we all hear, the energy is here and now. That means that information is here and now. Information is everywhere, and it is accessible from anywhere at any time. The general definition of energy in the modern world, it is the ability and the strength to do active physical things and feeling that you are full of physical power and life. So you feel you are empowered, you're positive, you're happy and motivated. The information is everywhere. New data or data, old data stored somewhere on a floppy disk, a hard drive, or simply what we call the subconscious. This data can be accessed from anywhere at any time. Because we, as human beings, are a frequency of a particular piece of information that holds data. Everything is alive and everything is connected. Have you ever questioned why you daydream or how you feel so wonderful when you connect with nature? Or after you dance, walk, meditate, pray, or simply listen to music? These are simple forms of energy that you can invite into your life as practices or as daily rituals to make you feel good, happy, and relaxed. Let us go on a journey through the physical body and how we can translate the process of energy within the formation of biological life. I was a curious kid and still am a very curious grown-up. I like to understand how things work, how they feel, and how they function. I love asking the questions, and most of the time, I do not find the right answers. So, I ask the questions again in a different way. And sometimes, I get in trouble. Because I want to know an answer to a question that has no answer. Perhaps some of you may relate to what I'm trying to say. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, a synchronicity happens. Yes, a sign, a word, a color, a message to my question, to what is on my mind. And it feels so magical. We all have things on our minds. We picture things in our minds. We all have a relationship with our thoughts. We see with our brain. The path from the receptors of our eyes to the visual cortex moves to the higher visual processing center. Actually, the retina is a window to the brain. Our eyes are an extension of the brain. The two compartments share functional building blocks in the form of neurons and axons, as well as common degenerative and regenerative processes, and as well a unique mechanisms of crosstalk with the immune system. We actually see, by gathering information, data, and by assembling memories. Our memories are stored in distributed networks through the brain. The brain. Imagine the brain as the hub or the server. When we connect this physical body mechanism with spirituality, we open the door to look into the soul. The soul is like a server hub, transforming information that resonates in each cell. Our cells are the building blocks of biological life, which create 4 basic tissue types and 11 organ systems. There are approximately 37 trillion body cells that are vibrating in your body right now. When cells come together, they form tissues. And we have 4 types of tissues. The first is called connective tissues, which are the tissues that support other tissues and bind them together. They call them the primary tissues, bone, blood, and lymph tissues. Number 2, epithelial tissue that provides a covering, skin as well as the linings of the various passages inside the body. Number 3, muscle tissue, which are the muscles that move the skeleton, and smooth muscles such as the muscles surrounding the stomach. When tissues come together, they form an organ such as a liver. And in return, organs coming together, they form organ systems including integumentary, skeletal, muscular, nervous, endocrine, respiratory, cardiovascular, lymphatic, digestive, urinary, and reproductive. This is the biological organism design of the human body. And on my exciting energy quest, few new elements came to the surface and new questions were also introduced. What are the most abundant elements in the body? Actually, they are 4. And the 4 most abundant elements in the human body are hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen. And interestingly, those elements account for more than 99% of the atoms inside our bodies, mostly found as water, but also as components of biomolecules such as protein, fats, DNA, and carbohydrates. And on my curious journey, I started thinking about the human body and the tiniest details, such as hair. From research, I found out that hair is part of our nervous system. It is said to work as receptors for energy. It is our antenna. Each cell in the body goes through certain changes, and hair provides that change in the electromagnetic field. Hair is also the most potent, purest form of protein in the world. It provides vitamin D, energy, phosphorus, and metals to the brain in unbelievable amounts. Wow. Here, there is another example of energy. And one other cool tip I learned as well, that it is best to not cover your forehead bone with your hair. The forehead bone is porous because it functions to transmit light to the pineal gland in the brain. The pineal gland contains light-sensitive cells that secrete melatonin in response to changing light throughout the day. Both the sun and darkness activate the functions of the pineal gland, as it receives and conveys information about the current light-dark cycle. Yes, we cannot see the subtle energy force, but it affects every moment of our being. If energy is running out of control, life becomes a roller coaster. And when energy flows smoothly, we feel a sense of ease, joy, and have a true meaning to purpose in life. Vital energy is the unseen force that moves through all creation. Our bodies, our homes, the landscapes, and throughout the whole universe. It's the chi, the life force. In the past, healers from China, India, Tibet, and the Middle East developed ways of mapping the subtle energy centers and pathways of the body, and they had applied their knowledge in precise ways to promote healing. Today, we are very lucky to find new tools and plenty of holistic resources that teach us how to heal our body, mind, and spirit. Imagine looking deeper into the components and mechanics of your own body and how your body parts and pieces are connected to each other and how they simultaneously function, and as well as the body's relation to energy. If there is no common energy, then there will be no law of attraction. Neutral energies will not expand nor collide. Our body is a major part of the energy field, the ecosystem, and the cycles of life. Most of the key elements in our bodies are on autopilot, like our breath, heartbeat, and sleep, which are controlled by the autonomic nervous system. Today, we're going to talk a little bit deeper about the nervous system. The nervous system is a control network that connects all body systems. It controls much of what we think, how we feel, and what our body does. It allows us to do things like walk, speak, breathe, and learn. It also controls how the body reacts to an emergency or to a state of rest. The nervous system is split into the central and the peripheral nervous system, composed of the somatic system and the autonomic nervous system. The somatic system is made up of the brain, spinal cord, and nerves. And the autonomic nervous system, that is on autopilot, functions of heart rate, breathing, digestion, and exertion. The autonomic system is divided into two main parts or two main functional systems. The first one, the sympathetic, and the second one is the parasympathetic. The sympathetic nervous system is the way the body reacts and responds to stress and the state of fight, flight, freeze. The parasympathetic nervous system conserves energy and resources during relaxed states like meditation, rhythmic breathing, sound medicine, shamanic journeying, and sleep. And it is called the well-being mode. The nervous system is made up of many cells called neurons, which are responsible for carrying messages, sending signals to and from different parts of the body. Interestingly, neurons are connected to each other and to other cells by synapses, which carry electrical signals, and neurotransmitters, which are basically the body's chemical messages. Our nervous system is in constant communication with our brain. The brain is the most complex part of the body and the source of all the qualities that define our humanity. It is the seat of intelligence, the interpreter of the senses, the initiator of body movement, and the controller of behavior. Gray and white matter are two different regions of the central nervous system. Gray matter is primarily responsible for processing and interpreting information, while white matter transmits that information to other parts of the nervous system. The cortex has five lobes, including the insula, and many functional areas. Some messages are kept within the brain, while others are relayed through the spine and across the body's vast network of nerves to distant extremities. On our journey today, we have explored a small intro about energy medicine and few definitions and facts about the energy field as well as the body. Today is Monday, and Monday is related to the moon. The energy of the moon is focused on spiritual development, healing, and creativity. It's also April in the Northern Hemisphere, connected to the full pink moon, which is linked to the wildflower growth of pink moss. The full moon in April favors change and transformation. It is also the solar eclipse. We will get to experience today the moments of twilight, stillness, and sudden temperature drop. We may also witness new shifts of energy focused on relationships. Our ancestors viewed the solar eclipse as messages from the god or the spiritual force that had induced emotions from dread to wonder. Today, research suggests that the solar eclipse has a psychological impact on us by invoking the emotion of motivation. It also gives us a nice surge of energy. Wherever you are today and whatever you're doing, I wish you a beautiful journey. Thank you for all our listeners. If you have enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to subscribe and follow us. The wellness practices introduced on the podcast serve as a simple guideline for you to design your own authentic journey. If you or someone you know is interested in joining our journey as a member of the diverse Appalachian Gurus community or simply as a speaker on our podcast, you can always visit our website www.8hertz.world, which is also listed as a link on this podcast. We also encourage you to check our experiences and journeys, which are listed on our website, if you are interested in going just a little bit deeper into designing your own personal ride. Our experiences embrace multiple classes, to name a few: art, design, yoga, shamanism, and sound medicine. Our journeys embody new ways to a holistic rejuvenation. On this podcast, we always crave for simple connections. So we get to know one another, share our stories, heritage, culture, music, food, add some humor, and also have fun. Thank you again to all my listeners. And always remember, you rock.